This is the Mike Schickman Show on WSVA. I am very, very pleased to have a first-time guest join us today. She is an author and a dating coach. Her name is T. Naomi Williams, and she's written a brand new book called The Five-Star Man, Dating Handbook for Women Only. T. Naomi, welcome to the Mike Schickman Show.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you very much for having me.
It is a joy to have you on our program. Now, you know, is five-star man like what Major League Baseball scouts called five-tool players?
Well, sort of, but not quite.
Not quite. All right?
No, not quite.
Not quite.
Not quite. These five stars correspond mm-hmm. with something. Okay.
Right.
They correspond with something. And what is it? Let me back up a little bit. The book is basically written to elevate self-esteeming women as well as examine or take a closer look at today's man. Okay?
And we don't come out too good, do we?
Well, you come out okay. You come out okay. But I think we needed to get it on paper so we can look at it, you know, mm-hmm. sort of like a shopping list. You know, when you make a shopping list, you just have a better chance of coming out of the store with the things that you came to get. Okay, so when putting these things on paper, this is how it basically comes out. The five stars correspond to areas of stability. Okay, because what we're looking at is whether a person is ready, prepared, and stable. Okay, for relationships and marriage.
Like
so the five stars correspond to, is he psychologically stable? Is he emotionally stable? Is he socially stable, financially stable, and spiritually stable?
Now, wow.
Yes, these are the areas of stability which make up the totality of the individual.
So you definitely want, it sounds almost religious, you want to find a man in a stable.
We want to find a man who is, in fact, stable.
Wow. Now, wait a minute. Hold on. This is a 2018 finding a stable man.
Yeah.
And you're in New York City.
Yes.
You poor thing.
Yes.
That's kind of like looking for the honest man. Do you feel like Godot?
There is hope, Mike.
There is hope. Okay.
Yes, and they are out there. It's just that, you know, we have to be able to recognize who they are. That's all. And who they aren't. Okay? So two of these things are actually things you can't miss out. He can't miss out on. My friends, I would have them go home and put this on their refrigerator. So when they would put it in the refrigerator, they would say, okay, I'm going to go out. I'm going to come back. And when I come back, I'm going to see how many of these I can check off. Okay, this went on for 2, 3, 4 weeks. Some couldn't check off not one thing. Okay? Not one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, others maybe could check off a few things. But there's two that you really can't fail on. Okay, psychological and emotional. Because if you don't have someone who is psychologically and emotionally stable, you have no foundation on which to stand. Okay, so they definitely, and plus that is the essence of the person. Whereas something like financial, that's something that happens outside of a person, and something that changes over a period of time. You know, so you wouldn't expect a 20-year-old to be in the same position that you would expect a 40-year-old to be in.
True.
So, you know what I mean? So that has variables. But psychologically and emotionally, no matter what age he is, he has to be stable, okay, because he can't move forward in life unless he is. So those are the five-star man, a man who is stable in these areas.
Well, you know, I can see that. The question is, how do you find him?
Well, you know, And my thought is you don't go out looking basically for anything, you know, things find you. You know the old saying, they say you don't go places to meet people. You meet people in the places you go. Okay.
I never heard that. That sounds good.
Yeah. So the objective is not to go out and meet people per se. But when you go out, naturally, it's a given that you're going to meet people. So no matter what the situation is, you know, when you go out, enjoy people. If you meet someone, you do. And if you don't, you don't. But if you go out with the objective of meeting someone, you could be disappointed when you come back because you haven't met your goal. You haven't met anyone, you know.
Now, I can only give you the guy perspective here.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I think that drives all guys nuts, because we're not mm-hmm. is the herd mentality.
Oh, the herd
of
mentality.
Of groups mm-hmm. of women.
Oh, boy.
You know, and yeah. to parse the phrase, it's like you mm-hmm. got to cut one out of yeah. the herd in order to be heard.
Yeah.
And that's kind of rough.
Yeah. That's kind of rough. And, you know, but at the same time, I think women are, you know why women do that. Because there's got to be some kind of security.
Yeah.
You know, we want to feel secure and we want to feel safe. But when it is getting, from what I hear, I mean, it may be getting a little worse because now, like you say, it's a herd. It's 20 women in a group, you know.
Yeah.
So if you see one that you're interested in, how do you get to that one?
Well, also, but a lot of it is, and I'm going through a Coming to America thing here,
mm-hmm.
is going to places that would have the kind of women you'd be interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow the corner bar, well, a corner bar is actually not too bad, but these bars, the Upper East Side of New York kind of thing, you get what you're paying for, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah. So you obviously don't do that and can't do that. And I think that's the reason why people have abandoned that type of meeting for online dating.
Except online, you have yeah. something else you got to be sure. And this is not where mm-hmm. the stable comes in. But a guy lying through his teeth? He mm-hmm. doesn't know he's lying through his teeth, which is even worse. And, it's because the online has become the great wasteland. It's like the Old West.
Yes.
And women have to mm-hmm. be armed with side shooters.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And there are definitely, you have to do your homework either way you look at it. I mean, no matter how you would meet a person, because obviously online, that's something that could be a little risky, but also up close and personal can too. Whenever you're meeting someone that no one else knows, okay, you're going to have to exercise caution because you're going out with someone that you don't know. No one else you know knows that person. So when you're online dating, the first thing you have to do is make sure that person's not an online phony. Okay, so what they're doing now is they're taking pictures from other sites, and they are saying this guy is saying that it's him. Okay, so you need to be sure that it is in fact him. So you have to have him take a selfie. If he can't produce an immediate picture, he is a phony.
Either that, or even worse, he doesn't have a cell phone.
He doesn't have a cell phone.
That would get you out of the stable part.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Yeah. He has to be able to produce an immediate picture. Otherwise, they could be someone else's pictures.
T. Naomi Williams is our guest. She's written a fab new book called "The 5-Star Man: A Dating Handbook for Women Only." And she joins us. Now, this is the tough question for you, T.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
that is, how did you get so wise in the ways of the Force?
Well, let me see. I had, for some reason or other, well, Nessie, I've had my dating experiences.
I'm sure.
But in addition to that, more so, I would say that people confide in me. Okay, so the more they do that, the more aware I am becoming of what is going on today. So I think that by this constant counseling, you know, and listening to these complaints, see, because you can't be in the company of women for more than 10, 15 minutes before the subject comes around to men. That is what women are primarily discussing. It's not sports. It's not the kids. Although we talk about that a lot too, but it is men. Okay, so rather than just talk about these things, let's just get to let's cut through some of it, and come up with some type of solutions or answers. You know, for instance, we want to know why aren't men as aggressive
as they used to be? They're afraid to be.
Yeah, they're afraid to. That's one of the things.
You see, that's one of the big issues. Is you know, and this is the problem for, and you know, we can talk about stable men and women all we want, but there's a certain thing. There is a spark for whatever reason that seems to attract someone to someone else, and you don't really worry about the stable, the barn, or anything else.
Right.
You know, that's the one thing that gets us all in trouble.
That's the one thing, and this is the reason why I encourage conscious dating. Okay, you have to be conscious, because before you know it, you could be emotionally, you know, tied up with the person, a person you don't even really know. You haven't really looked into the matter, but you got, you know, kind of swept off your feet and everything, and now you're gone. Now you don't want to hear what anybody else has to say. You don't even want to look any further, because this is the one. You know, this is the one. You're in love. What can I say? So. And you know what they say about women in love? I heard it said that a woman in love is operating at the very lowest level of the intellect. So you want to.
That is very true. That is very true. And a man in lust is on that same level.
Yes, you have to be at least willing to do some investigating and looking before you let go of everything. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just. It's to your benefit, okay? But the other thing is that marriage is no longer the primary objective for dating. I mean, we do have to look at that, okay? It's no longer things were simpler when it was, okay? So that results in a variety of intimate relationships with varied expectations and no promise of commitment or permanence. That's what it results in.
T, I wish we had more time. I'm going to have you back on the show because it's fascinating stuff. Our guest is the lovely and fascinating. How about that? T.
Yes.
Naomi Williams, author of The 5-Star Man, Dating Handbook for Women. Where is the book available?
It's available on Amazon and at my website, thefivestarman.com.
T. Naomi, come back and join us again. You're a delight, and I wish you a lot of luck with the book.
Thanks, Mike, for having me.
That is T. Naomi Williams, The 5-Star Man.